You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvin Beatnoff, coming to you live from our home at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Busy, busy show coming up today. Our friend, colleague, travel companion, road traveler, Todd Alba will
all
be
around
here.
Good guy.
All around good human. Todd Alba will be here, host of the Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4 across Civic Media, to kick many things around, including affordability, which is a new word, apparently. No one's ever, just like groceries.
Affordability.
Yeah,
and
two words never before heard in the English language, according to the President of the United States. And it's just, our perceptions are all wrong, Greg. As far as the economy goes.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Everything is great, according to Donald Trump. It's just Americans are being deceived.
I'll make sure that, Jane, we have a very special guest in the second hour who I'm sure will help us realize just how under the veil of liberalism we are as far as our perception of the economy. Who do we have on the second hour for that talk?
We will have Representative Francesca Hong is going to join us after the 10 o'clock news to talk about her campaign for governor.
I'll give you $1,000 cash if you just say with a full heart, be like, I heard everything is fine. So why are you even running?
What? Yeah, what? So that was our time, Francesca. Thanks for your time. See you later. Yeah. Also, in hour number two, as we always do after the 10:30 news, a segment called Audio Sorbet, where we get away from the news and talk about other things so we can all keep what's left of our sanity. Today for Audio Sorbet, we're going to talk about how do you waste time?
Yeah.
What is your time waster? We were talking to our head of sales, Chris, before the show. He has a much different idea of wasting time than we do.
Yeah, it's both infuriating and I'm jealous at the same time of what he defines as a, quote, time waster.
A time waster. So what is your time waster? That is our Audio Sorbet question for today. And then we'll wrap up the show as we always do with this shouldn't be a thing. Today it's a dingo ate my baby edition. It's not a very good Australian
maybe,
accent.
Maybe a dingo ate your baby.
Right. That's a reference to a
movie. I'm going to do the whole sorbet in this accent.
A long time.
Absolutely. It's going to be great.
Meryl Streep. Stick around for Tisbat coming up at the very end of the show. I did want to mention this before we get underway. If you are traveling through Milwaukee.
Good luck.
Yeah, travelers, this from WPR, travelers flying through Wisconsin face delays and cancellations due to the government shutdown. More than 30 flights were canceled or delayed yesterday at Mitchell International Airport. So if you are traveling over the next couple of days until things get opened up again, call your airline.
Yeah.
Not the airport. Call your airline to find out if things are running on time or if your flight has been canceled.
Two things. You can always check that out on usually their apps. They will have on their apps their flight statuses. And two, when you said good luck or people traveling through Milwaukee, I honest to God thought you meant people just driving because of all the construction. I wasn't even talking about the flights. I was talking like, because everything's under construction in Milwaukee now.
But at this point, it's like, is it better to drive or is it better to fly? I'm not sure.
I think it's better to stay home.
Well, That's what I like to do. Yeah, we should all just stay home forever. But no, I just want to remind folks, if you are traveling through the rest of this week, double check on your flights. Call your airline, not the airport, to find out if things are running or running at all. I did want to recognize Veterans Day. Today is Veterans Day. Thank you to all who have served and put everything on the line for so many of us, including myself, who have never served.
Yes.
Thank you so much for your sacrifices. Now it would just be nice if we would see our politicians who love to use our veterans. I mean, look on social media today.
Yeah.
On all of the comments, you're going to hear from our politicians about how we love our veterans and our veterans are so important, except apparently when it comes to taking care of them.
at me like that. I didn't do anything.
I'm sorry. This is from the Wisconsin Examiner. Baylor Spears has the byline from today as Wisconsin lawmakers honor Veterans Day. Wisconsin continues grappling with diminished resources for its most vulnerable veterans, those who struggle with homelessness. There are way too many veterans who are living on our streets.
Oh, yeah. And there was a housing program here in the state that lost funding and had to close as of September.
Because the Republicans wouldn't fund it.
The Republicans wouldn't fund it. They took it out of the budget. And then the Democrats came up with a plan. Then the Republicans came up with a plan. And then there was finger pointing and backbiting. And it's just and you might be asking yourself, oh, my gosh, it must be tens of millions, billions, hundreds of millions of dollars. It is $1.9 million.
Yes.
$1.9 million is what they needed to keep this program funded, running, and helping our vets. And apparently bickering about it is far more important than just getting in a room and putting down a piece of paper saying, let's just fund
this.
Let's
do this.
So, yeah, it shouldn't be forgotten that Republicans have failed to fund this in the budgets in the past. It's been pulled out of it's been like not vetoed, but it's been marked out of budget line items in the past. So it just doesn't get funded. And this coming from the party that always plants their flag down and say how great America
is. And we love our veterans.
We love our vets.
We love our veterans.
Until it costs money.
Actually, in our show notes, we'll find that John Stewart testimony before Congress. This is from a number of years ago when they were trying to get the burn pit.
Yeah.
The burn pit legislation passed. Yeah. And he is testifying in front of Congress. There's maybe two Congress critters up there.
Yeah.
Maybe two. They can't be bothered to sit through a hearing about funding for veterans.
Well, that's the other thing, too, is, you know, I've seen more videos like this. And I applaud these individuals who go to council meetings, village board meetings, county supervisor meetings. And they say directly to the representatives, I will start talking when you get off your phone. When you start looking at me and paying attention to
me,
I get 3 minutes. You can give me three. I pay your salary. You can look at me and listen to me because this is all of our problem. And I mean, it is infuriating to see people being ignored, purposely being ignored too. When folks say like, stop looking at your phone, they'll keep looking like you can't make me do anything.
Well, right. What are you going to do?
So yeah, it's, you know, we can do all the well wishing we want. I have vets in my family. I've, you know, veterans of and outside of war. I'd love to be able to give them the money they need to get the help they need, but I don't have that ability. Our government does, and currently they'd much rather.
Well, they want to punt it. They want to punt it to nonprofits now.
Yeah.
So debate in the state capitol continues after the closure of these sites for veterans in Green Bay and Chippewa Falls. It was part of the Veterans Housing and Recovery Program that supported veterans who were on the verge of or were homeless. Excuse me. Republican lawmakers recently proposed Wisconsin create a new grant match program to help homeless veterans. There is some doubt that the bill will fill the gaps left by the recent closures, since it will rely on nonprofits to start their own programs. So again, we are turning to nonprofits to handle problems that, in my estimation, the government should be handling.
They made these promises to take care of our vets. And why they are not doing that is beyond me. Again, we're talking about for just this program, $1.9 million.
Which is a drop in the bucket when you're talking about
funding. A tiny percentage of our surplus, which is currently at $4.6 billion in this state. But I think the other problem is in situations like this, they pat themselves on the back when they say, well, we're going to set up a whole new system where we work with the public sector and the private sector and we work with the nonprofit. No, just fund it. Just fund this.
The closures of the Green Bay and Chippewa Falls facilities were announced in July after lawmakers chose, this is from the Wisconsin Examiner, chose not to provide additional funding in the state budget for those programs. They shut their doors in September. Mm-hmm. A handful of lawmakers did advocate to give the department additional funding to reopen the sites. The new Republican proposal would limit the department's direct involvement in the program.
And if I'm not mistaken, we talked about this while you were out a couple months ago. The Democrats just wanted to put forth a bill to fund it, be done with it. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe Andre Jacques supported this. He was he wanted to get this funding done.
He did.
He just wanted it finished. He wanted it funded. He wanted to. And his belief was, we just need to get this put through so we can get the money and keep the doors open. And here we are months later, and they're still going, well, here's a great idea, guys.
We have the ideas.
Here's a great idea. Yeah. Okay. Instead of doing $1.9 million, which Wisconsin can absolutely afford right now, how about we do something convoluted and only takes time, and then we hope you forget about it. Then we actually don't have to do anything, because that's easier for us than it actually is to take care of our vets. As we've stated before, they mean so much to us. I tweeted about them, Jane. I tweeted about the vets. Did you know I tweeted about them? I love the vets. I tweeted about them.
Good for you.
Thank you.
One man told lawmakers on the Assembly and Veterans and Military Affairs Committee that an additional $25 that the state would pay, an additional $25 per veteran is not enough to get outside groups to open up new programs. It's estimated it would cost $139 a day to house every veteran who needs it. But the state's going to give us $25.
And you better be appreciative of that.
Well, and you just have to find the rest of the money.
And here's the thing is, if you corner someone like a Robin Voss or a Devin Lemahieu or any of these other individuals from the Republican side of the aisle in Madison, if you said, why can't you get this done? You are in charge right now. You have the ability to put forth legislation, especially now. Because here's another thing too. We're nearing the end of the year, which means they go home on break sooner than later. And next year is their 2-month work year.
Oh, in Wisconsin.
In Wisconsin.
Right.
So something should be done before that, but they have the power to write. I mean, we saw our a representative from last week put forth a piece of legislation that was one line regarding drop boxes. They can put forth legislation saying we're going to fund this fully. And let's just, I won't even say in perpetuity. Let's just start for 5 years. 5 years. But they're not going to do it. And if you ask them why they wouldn't do that, they would take that question, run it around, blame Democrats, blame activist judges too. And it still wouldn't get solved. And the clock is ticking on this calendar. They go home for the holidays, they'll come back for a few months, and they'll be out the door in late February, if I'm not mistaken. And then they'll be done for the rest of the year.
And think about that. And so we're talking about the Wisconsin legislature.
Yes.
But for our House members, Scott Fitzgerald, Brian Stile, Derek Van Orden, all those guys, they've been on vacation for 5 weeks.
Yeah.
They've been on vacation a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And we're paying them.
Yeah.
But we can't fund veterans.
$1.9 million
programs.
Get them a home.
There's just no money. All right. When we return, we're going to talk about SNAP and Governor Evers, his reaction to the Trump administration saying, yeah, we want it back. No. Short and sweet. No. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay with us. We will be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach is back. Sweet Calby on the board. Coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up after the 9:30 news, our friend and colleague Todd Alba will be here. We're going to talk about affordability.
Mm-hmm.
New word, apparently. And this got floated over the weekend, and I think a lot of people might have missed it. 50-year mortgages.
Yeah.
50-year mortgages. That's being floated by someone close to our president.
As I just saw it on the news before we walked in the door today.
Yeah, he re-truthed it over the weekend.
Ah, that makes it even truthier.
Yes.
That makes the truth granule stronger.
We're going to talk about how great 50-year mortgages would be. coming up with Todd Alba, so stick around for that. Wanted to spend just a couple of minutes talking about our governor, Governor Evers. This from WPR. Hope Kirwan has the byline. Evers calls out Trump administration for trying to claw back food assistance. Wisconsin issued benefit payments last week after the judge ordered the administration to fully fund the program. Mm-hmm. Now, after that judge ordered the administration to fully fund SNAP, Governor Evers said, great, we're load up the cards.
There it is.
Load up the cards so people will have their benefits for November. Then, of course, after that judge made that ruling, the Trump administration appealed again.
Yeah.
Because they really don't want people to get this money.
No, they don't. It's very, very interesting to me how little they want to help people. Not they don't want to help people. Then a judge says, you have to help people. They say, we'll give you half of that. They say, no, full. They say, oh, fine, we'll go back to court and make sure we don't have to do anything. And then it had to go all the way to the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
And by the way, if you want a really good explanation about that whole situation with the Supreme Court actually...
hearing these arguments?
Well, not hearing the argument, but like... upholding the stay from the Trump administration, because of course I was very upset when it happened. I was very surprised, especially that Ketanji Brown Jackson issued the order. In the second hour of Amicus from this past Saturday, you can hear Jim Santel talk about why exactly they did it. And it wasn't as nefarious as you may think. It was more about procedural situation. So civicmedia.us/shows, go to Amicus, download this past Saturday of that episode, you can find a really great explanation from Jim on that matter from the Supreme Court.
It's a great show.
Oh, it's a great show.
It is.
The whole episode's wonderful.
Yeah. Listen to Amicus. You can subscribe. It can show up on your inbox.
Mm-hmm.
If you subscribe, it's really, really enlightening. Jack from Merrimack texting and listening on WAUK. Why in the heck in a country with more money than any other in the history of the world does anyone, not just veterans, but children and the millions who don't have a living wage, need a food bank? Could it be because three people now have more money than the whole bottom half of us combined?
Yeah.
No, that can't. Oh, that couldn't possibly be it. In La Crosse on Monday at a food bank, Governor Evers said Wisconsin followed the judge's ruling when it issued the payments to the SNAP cards. He said the Trump administration is not getting the money back. Quote, that's embarrassing for any president of the United States, whether it's Donald Trump or someone else, to be clawing something back that, first of all, they know is their obligation, and second of all, a court said they should do that.
Mm-hmm.
Unquote.
Yeah.
No, you're not getting it back.
No. You, sorry.
Well, I talked about this when I was on Pat's show yesterday. So, are they supposed to unmake the meatloaf they made over the weekend and take the ingredients back to the store? How's that going to work?
I was not thinking about that comparison. Yeah, I think that's, especially Tony Evers answering too, like, no.
He just came out and said, no.
Gavin Newsom's going to give a fiery answer. Gretchen Whitmer's going to give a fiery answer. Tony Evers going to be like, no. I got stuff to do.
Right. I'm busy. A board president for this food pantry in La Crosse said they have experienced a significant increase in people looking for assistance. Their food pantry has seen an average of 10 new people seeking services per day compared to the previous average of less than two. That's a significant increase.
Yeah.
And as we've mentioned numerous times, if you are in a position where you can help out a local food pantry.
Yes.
Take a couple cans of peanut butter.
Mm-hmm.
If you can donate cash, that's in some cases even better because they can buy in bulk.
Yeah.
If you have that ability. And again, I know sometimes you think, well, all I can do is two jars of peanut butter. That's
enough.
That's a difference.
That helps. Every bit helps. Don't think that just because you can't give a bunch of money or a whole sack of groceries, you're not. No, if you walk in, you can hand them some non-perishables. They're going to put that to good use.
Absolutely. Somebody's going to use it. Ollie from the Northwoods. Real quickly, Ollie, we're just about out of time. What did you want to say?
Well, I just wanted to let you know that I saw an article about the U.S. Army personnel in Germany were instructed to use the German food banks for food. It was put up on website, different food banks that they could use, and then taken down all of a sudden when the German newspapers found out about it.
That's really, I will look into that, Ollie. Yeah. I have not seen anything about that. I appreciate it. Next time, Ollie, by the way, turn your radio down.
Please turn
down.
Your radio
Please
down.
Please turn yeah. your radio yeah. down because we can hear it kicking back in the background. All right, we have news coming up next. When we return, Todd Alba will be here, so stay close. You are listening to Matt and Air on Air, coming to you across the vast statewide, countrywide. You can pick us up around the world on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning and welcome to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream. Good morning, live stream. On Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up after the 10 o'clock news, Representative Francesca Hong is going to be joining us to talk about her bid for Wisconsin governor. Mm-hmm. Very much looking forward to talking to the representative. She has joined our show several times in the past. That is coming up after 10 o'clock. Right now, we are delighted to be joined by our friend and colleague and travel companion, Todd Alba, host of the fabulous Todd Alba Show, 2 to 4 weekdays across Civic Media. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Jane, Greg, Kelvin, I am well. How are you all doing?
We are good. We're just reveling in the affordability of everything.
I just bought a third car today.
Right. And
wow, congratulations.
We're all
like
buying
that.
More houses with 50-year mortgages, and life is just dandy. I wanted to talk about affordability because, like with the word groceries, Donald Trump has discovered this word like a baby discovering toes. I didn't know, oh, look, toes. Oh, look. Affordability. Oh, look, groceries. I never heard of this before. He was talking to Laura Ingraham from Fox last night. She asked President Trump, quote, "Why are people saying they're anxious about the economy? Why are they saying that?" Unquote. Donald Trump responds, quote, "I don't know that they are saying that. I think polls are fake. We have the greatest economy we ever had." Well, yeah, it's a great economy if you're a Trump. Geez, they've made several billion dollars in just the last couple of months.
Yeah, I mean it's a little tone deaf, maybe, I think, to put it
you
mildly.
Think?
Yeah, I mean, I know you guys have had political editor Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area on with you guys. He's been on with us. And you know, Dan breaks things down like nobody else. And looking to hear at Wisconsin at the latest Marquette Law School poll put on in large part by the friend of this network and on both our shows, Charles Franklin.
Right.
Nobody does it better. It's recognized as a gold standard across the country in polling. And I think that one of my big takeaways was of that Marquette Law School poll in Wisconsin, not so much the head-to-head of all the races in 2026, because surprise, surprise, nobody's really paying attention at this point.
It's too soon.
But the bigger, right, the bigger thing was these issues. And you hit on it there, Jane, was that a lot of these issues that Republican candidates are talking about, crime, immigration, that sort of thing, ranked very low with Wisconsinites, what they care about. Affordability issues ranked very high.
Yes.
And the Marquette Law School poll is not a fake poll. We all know it's very, very accurate. So the president has it wrong on this. But when you're walking around the White House and a person from Fox News says, "So these gold decorations aren't from Home Depot," which I thought was the line of the entire thing that didn't air. But I mean, she clearly knows that the moldings or whatever, it's been proven that many of them you can find at Home Depot and they're just spray painted gold.
I thought
that was pretty funny.
What a shock. And how interesting that Fox edited that clip.
Right, edited.
Seems lawsuit worthy. If Fox edited a clip of an interview with the president, I was harmed by that. I think I'm going to have to sue them.
Collect!
Yeah, but this now is, you're hearing it from all the Trump administration officials. They are repeating his line that everything is dandy. ignore what you're seeing when you physically go into the grocery store and you get your two bags of groceries for $134. That's not true, you guys. That's not what's happening. It's not what's happening.
Right. Most Wisconsinites know it is true. I was back in Richland Center, where mom still lives in southwest Wisconsin. There, all they have for groceries are either Quick Trip, and thank God that they're there for some people that can only walk, but also a Super Walmart. And so she was getting groceries ahead of Thanksgiving. So we drove 45 minutes to Baraboo, just south of Wisconsin Dells, and went to Festival Foods. And they went and ate it. Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, one of the Civic Media sponsors, by the way, Pizza Ranch.
Very nice. Thank you.
Yogi, one of my favorite Yogi Berra sayings is, you can see a lot just by looking around. And if you look at what they were buying in grocery stores, and the look on people's faces, and I don't like to judge people by the cover, but you look at people going to Pizza Ranch where it's a buffet, you pay one price, and you look at who's coming in and the amount of food, and people are hungry. There's a lot of suffering going on amongst regular, average Wisconsinites. So look, I've shopped at Whole Foods. I've been a long time, but I've gone to Trader Joe's. I'm not bagging on them.
Right.
But there's a big disconnect between people who shop regularly at Whole Foods and Trader Joe's and those shopping at Quick Trip at Walmart and your local grocery store. And people are hurting. And I think that smart politicians, smart leaders are listening to that.
Well, and that's something that I wanted to ask you about, because we talked about this with Dan with regard to last Tuesday's election. They can keep pushing this rhetoric of the prices are great, the prices are fine, everything is wonderful, nothing to look at here. Or on the other side of that, if there is a problem, it's Biden's fault, it's someone else's fault. Todd, for you working in Republican politics for so long, how long is it before you might see other Republican politicians peeling away from that, because last Tuesday showed that this message isn't working, and we're seeing people from all over this country, not just terrible liberal cities, but all over this country saying, this isn't working for me. I want a different voice in power representing me. What do you think is going to happen if they keep for the next year pushing this narrative?
I left the Republican Party in 2011. Yeah. So, I haven't been involved in a minute, as they say. but to your point, unfortunately, I think it's going to take a lot more, because and we've seen this now this week, right? What's happening in the Senate on the Democratic side. Whether I like it or we like it or not, one thing that my former party is really good at is follow the leader and submission and towing the line. And until they lose, remember, they're in complete control right now.
Still.
And until the only thing that my former party respects is power. Mm-hmm. And in the words of Jock Ewing from the great 80s drama series Dallas, boy, power isn't something you earn. Power is something you take. That's what Republicans respect. And until they start losing elections, I think that's what it's going to take. You've had guests on your show, on mine, in the Republican primary for governor in Wisconsin. It's really going to come down to whoever Donald Trump endorses. That's it. They're vying for the vote of one individual, in my opinion.
If you're just joining us on Matt Nair on Air, our guest is Todd Alba, our friend and colleague and host of the Todd Alba Show, 2 to 4 across the network, Monday through Friday. We're talking about affordability and how expensive things are, apparently, unless you're part of the Trump administration and the clingers on, the donors, they're all doing great. Life is great. I wanted to share this little exchange between Caitlin Collins on CNN and Smiley Kevin Hassett, who is always smiling. I think I want him to be my doctor when he tells me I have something fatal, because I know he'll be just smiling the whole time.
No, he'll be smiling as he sells your kidney to someone else.
Well, that too. Caitlin Collins said, when Trump says grocery prices are down, what numbers is he basing that off of, given it's not true? Hassett says, inflation is down. Collins says, but grocery prices are up. Hassett says, not everything. Egg prices are down. Why haven't you covered the egg prices? Okay, we're going to cover it now. Egg prices are down partly because the bird flu that decimated our flocks that led to the higher prices of eggs has lessened. That's why egg prices are down. Egg prices aren't down because of anything the Trump administration did. Nothing. Nothing.
No. On the other hand, I mean, beef prices are up, and he wants to flood the U.S. beef market with Argentinian beef. Yeah. I know you've had Mr. Van Ruden on your program. We've had
Hans Breitenmoser we talked to. Yes.
All kinds of folks. And if you actually listen to the ag community, they've explained it better than I will ever. But it has to do with the course of raising the product from a calf to a steer to slaughter. And and that's partly, a large part, why beef prices are up. And, oh, by the way, beef farmers in this state are finally making a living for once. That's why I try to encourage people to buy locally. But, yeah, I mean, again, Trump is tone deaf when it comes to the ag community. Instead of listening to the producers, the ag producers, he's listening to the people around him and wants to give this idiot in Argentina $40 billion in a bailout and then buy their beef and flood the market, really hurting Wisconsin beef farmers.
Well, so, and there's,
it's just tone deafness.
It is, but there's an important piece in that Argentinian bailout that you didn't mention, was that a good friend of Scott Bessent, who is our Treasury Secretary, bought up a whole bunch of Argentinian debt. He needs the Argentine economy to get better so he makes his money back.
And there's that.
Just a little tiny, little tiny that. Side note piece there. Yeah, nothing important. Nothing important at all.
Well, and I'm going to take that then back to the original point I made, is that if they keep pushing this narrative that is both tone deaf and incorrect completely, the christening or the endorsement of Donald Trump upon candidates over the next year might not be as great as they think it is. As we just saw this past Tuesday, Trump endorsed candidates did not win. And Tom Tiffany, who I believe cannot do anything without Donald Trump's endorsement because he has no policies. I mean, if you look at his Twitter, it is just awash with the most milk.
We need good health care. We need. Yes.
He said, yeah, it's not, there's nothing new in there. There's nothing revolutionary. It's all just basic milquetoast promises with the hope that Donald Trump will come in and say, this is my guy. And even if he does that, I don't know if that's going to win him the governor's race.
No, I think that's a great point, Greg. And look, I mean, we're not even a year into this 4-year Trump 2.0, you know, administration. And I guess that's why I would just caution my Democrat. I'm independent these days, but, you know, my Democratic friends, you know, the old Aaron Rodgers adage, relax. I mean, this, everything happening, and it is a bloodbath right now in the Democratic Party. They're attacking each other. And you know, look ahead to 2026, to your point, Greg. Something else, unfortunately, is going to come up. And Democrats need to be unified, in my opinion, to win these elections. So stop fighting amongst yourselves and move on, because there's nothing many of us in Wisconsin could do to end this you know, civil war amongst Democrats in D.C., in my opinion. Focus on your neighborhoods. Focus on organizing, signing people up, turning people out to vote. That can make a real difference.
One last nugget from the exchange between Laura Ingraham last night and our president, Donald Trump. He mentioned that he wants to give $10,000 bonuses to all the good air traffic controllers who stayed on the job and didn't call in sick. Laura Ingraham asked him, well, where are you going to get that money from? Oh, I can always find money.
There's tariff money.
I can always find money, he said, for that $10,000 to give to air traffic controllers, just not hungry kids. There's no money for that. We're going to talk about the great idea of 50-year mortgages. Why hasn't anyone ever suggested this brilliant thing before? That's all coming up. Am I overdosing on the snark? I think I spilled some.
You got some. It's like right there in your cheek.
Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, our one, our only Cal Zone on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We are joined by our friend and colleague, host of the Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4 across the network. Todd Alba is here. I wanted to talk about this, kind of broke over the weekend, and this made me sit up and go, what? 50-year mortgages, everybody. Yes, you too can pay on a mortgage for 50 years and still never own it. What a great idea this is. Apparently, according to Politico, White House officials were blindsided after Federal Housing Finance Agency Director Bill Pulte brought a poster to Mar-a-Lago over the weekend. Because we know Trump loves visuals. So he brought a 3x5 poster with a graphic of FDR, and underneath it said 30-year mortgage. And on the other side was a photo of Trump that said 50-year mortgage. The headline read, Great American Presidents. 10 minutes later, he tweeted it out. 50-year mortgages. What a great idea. Todd, your mic is, you're muted.
I'm muted?
Oh, no, there you are.
I think he was doing a silent act out right there.
No, I wasn't. Sorry. No, I was going to say that happened in between the synchronized swimming at Mar-a-Lago to God Bless the USA, which actually happened,
yes,
by the way.
It did.
I mean, so, like, you can speak to this, Todd, and I know this, too, from some experience. When any sort of policy pitch comes through, the amount of vetting it has to go through, like, you got to talk to people, they're going to put it through the absolute rigorous points of before they can put it out in public at all, before they can say anything at all. They'll put it in front of focus groups. They'll run language. They'll down to the letter of what they want to put out there in the world to say, here's a new idea from this administration. It takes a long time and a lot of work. I can only imagine the explosions of heads that happened that night when the guy just showed up with a piece of poster board.
A poster.
And said, I made this myself with puffy paint. What do you think?
No, you're right. I mean, that's what you just described, Greg, is the usual sane way of doing politics.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen in the Trump administration too often. There's a lot of shoot from the hip. But, you know, there's always a granular thing to learn here. That is part of the allure to the Trump MAGA base, that he does shoot from the hip and do this stuff. And there is a certain amount of people, 30% of the electorate, that really loves that, whether it makes any sense at all. Mm-hmm. Now, the three of us could sit here and say, look, don't listen to my financial advice. I am not a financial planner. But I'm smart enough to try to listen to people who are. And I think most of us, I mean, I saw a segment on this proposal, this 50-year thing. And it was like you'd basically pay double the price of the home over 50 years. Mm-hmm. And so in interest rate.
Right.
And to most of us, that would be like, that's insane. That is not a financial smart plan. But I simply, I'm not saying it's good or anything. But again, the messaging in this.
Yeah.
And look, I'm 56 years old. I made some bad political and business decisions and lost my farm years ago. I'm a renter. I pay well over a third of my monthly salary in rent on a 630-square-foot apartment in Madison, which is nice, but it's not palatial. It's not some big, expensive place.
Right.
So for me to go out and try to – I've looked into it. To buy a house again, mm-hmm. it's completely unaffordable. For me, I mean, I wouldn't even pay off a 30-year mortgage. So for me, it's about the payment, right? So there's going to be, and this is, I hope Democrats don't overlook this. There is going to be a portion of people out there that hear this and say, you know what? Mm-hmm. God dang it, at least I can afford a house. At least it puts me in a house. I don't care whether I pay it off or not. But I hope, and again, I'm not a big fan of this guy politically, but, you know, David Ramsey, you know, he talks about live like nobody else so that someday you can live like nobody else. That's the smart way to do it. Save. Live in a small apartment below your means. Save up for a down payment. Do it financially correct. But there's a lot of people hurting out there. They're like, God dang it, I want to live like my neighbor and my friend. And they're going to jump into this. And it's in my opinion, it's a bad financial decision.
This is a terrible idea. I'm sorry, in my estimation, and I'm not an economist. I'm just a regular folk. But all this does is make you a permanent renter with the added bonus of paying property taxes.
Right, 100%.
That's but what
do,
it does.
Do you agree or disagree, there's going to be an allure for a certain amount of people.
Well, yes, but again, don't forget the $400 less you're going to be paying on your mortgage, you're going to end up paying $1 million in interest. You are right. going to get crushed, well, and you will never get any equity out of that house. The bank will continue right. to own your home, and you've been paying the property taxes for them. Isn't that nice?
I think yeah. this is just another version of what happened in 2008. You put people into situations they don't know all the information, they can't afford, and they see it as, well, this is a lot better than an adjustable rate mortgage where my payments are going to go. It's going to be, they're going to find themselves in an untenable situation, and it will affect us in a new way, but it's going to be 2008 all over again.
Yeah, we can't talk Agreed. About building cheaper housing. There's all other right. things we could do to help right. people get in their homes, but let's not fix that. Let's offer a 50-year mortgage. Just bring
if
a big
the
poster.
Price is right.
Just bring a big poster to the White House and put his picture on it. He'll do anything you want. Todd Alba, join him weekdays 2 to 4 across the network. The fabulous Todd Alba program. Thank you, my friend. News
Thank
is
you guys.
Next.
Have a great day.
When we return, Representative Francesca Hong will be here. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.